Holy shit, it's Halloween, because it's October 31st and that's the day that Halloween is on, did you know that?
No, I did not, because I am an idiot and unaware of things.
Well, that's unfortunate, so gather around, idiots, and I will tell you a story about Halloween, and it will be very scary.
I bet it won't be scary.
Last year, in Halloween, there was a man and his name was James, and he said that he was going to the store to buy drugs. And then he got to the store and there were no drugs, so he put on a mask and robbed the store, even though the store owner saw him put on the mask and said, "Hey James, are you dressing as a robber to go trick-or-treating?" And James said, "No, I am robbing your store." And the store clerk said, "Oh damn, I had no idea. Well, here, have the money, just don't shoot me, okay James?" But then James said, "How did you know my name? Now I have to kill you to cover my robbery up." Before the clerk died, he told James that his face was on the CC cameras, so the police would have video of him robbing the store. So he went up to the security place and stole the tapes, but he forgot the ones that were on DVD, because they had a DVD burner thing that had the video on it. So the police found him 2 hours later, but he was dead, and he was in a bathtub full of ice, and his kidney was removed, and there was a note explaining that. So he got killed, and it was awesome.
That was a big rip-off of a story that was already made, named Urban Legends.
No, it wasn't. I made it up, and I'd like to see you do better.
Okay, I will. One time there was a dead guy in a cemetery, and he was resurrected, and then, when he came back to life, there was a sorcerer there named Fred, and he told the dead guy to go kill everyone with a chainsaw. The dead guy explained to him that he didn't have a chainsaw, so Fred gave him 22.50 to go buy a chainsaw. The dead guy explained that there was no way he could buy a chainsaw for 22.50, so then he gave him his credit card. When the dead guy got to Home Depot, the chainsaws were like 200 bucks, and he tried to buy one, but the card was declined because of an overdraft or something. So the dead guy returned to Fred and told him that his card had been declined, so he gave him another card. When the dead guy got back to Home Depot, he tried to buy the chainsaw again, but they asked for photo ID, but he didn't have it, so he went back to Fred and told him that they had to have an ID or he couldn't use the card. So Fred pulled out a wad of cash, and then the dead guy was pissed that he had cash the whole time, so he told Fred he was an asshole and wasting a shit ton of time, but Fred told him shut up, and he went to Ace Hardware this time, because he was mad at Home Depot. Ace Hardware sucked and didn't have fuck all for selection, so he went to Lowe's. At Lowe's there was a triple-bladed chainsaw, so he bought it and he came back to Fred, and when Fred asked for his change, he told him what, there was no change, and Fred said, "Are you serious? I gave you like $300, how did you spend all that shit?" And the dead guy said, "I bought this badass chainsaw," and Fred told him that he bought the wrong brand, so he went back to Lowe's, but they said no returns, so Fred was stuck with the wrong chainsaw, and it was terrible.
That was the worst shit I ever heard.
Okay, well, mine was obviously better, so you suck and I am awesome.
I disagree, because I have a third story about marbles. And it'll be awesome, so I'm gonna tell it now. Once I was trick-or-treating in a shit neighborhood, and I went up to the first house and I got some awesome Snickers bars, but it wasn't the big ones, it was the shitty fun-size ones. Why do they call them fun size? I want more, not some shitty bite size that's a ripoff and not fun. Anyway, so I told the bitch at the door that I wanted a full size one, not a fun sized one, and I got ripped off, and I told her that she was a bitch, and then I went to the next door and they gave me a toothbrush. What the fuck is that shit? That is the biggest ripoff ever. So I told her that she was a bitch too. Then I went to the third person's door and I said, "You shouldn't even bother giving me anything, because it'll probably suck, and you know what, I wanna see what you were gonna give me, because I wanna have my incredibly low expectations met." But then she pulled out a big bowl of anise, and I told her that I couldn't believe that she couldn't meet my expectations, because I was expecting a bowl of dog shit or something, but it was anise, which is the worst shit you can possibly give out. So then I bitched her out for 40 minutes, and so she gave me some marbles instead, and they were awesome.
That was way worse than mine.
Well, you can go fuck yourself then.